Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress Radio.
Now listen, my first guest tonight, he's a new singer on the scene. He's pushing Punjabi culture with his sound. You know what? He's had an amazing, amazing debut track, which we just heard. And you know what? Very quickly, he's making a huge impact on the scene. And to talk all about his journey in music, give it up for Leicester's very own Mani Singh. Yo, Manny, what are you saying?
Yes, bro. What are you saying?
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's good to have you, man, up in the studio.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's good to be, actually, man. So I appreciate you, you know, calling me down right now.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I know before we talk about your journey, I know you're originally, right, from London, mm-hmm. but you have been in Leicester now for the last 10-odd years. So,
yeah.
Bro, we claim you.
Okay, man. I'm yours, don't worry. It's all good, man. But I got to shout out the hometown as well, man. You know what I mean? South London. But yeah, I've been in Leicester the most of my time. So yeah. I'm part of you guys.
Absolutely, man. But listen, Manny, first time off of my show, right? First time a lot of listeners are probably hearing your voice, right? So let's get acquainted with you, man. Who's Manny Singh, man? You know, how did you just fall into this whole crazy music scene?
Oh, so really, it's been a long journey, man. Overall, really, I've just from a young age, I've always liked music. My dad's always played good music in the house, you know what I'm saying? So, good mixture of stuff, like Punjabi stuff, soul, funk, jazz. Like, my dad's into a lot of mixture of stuff, right? So, I've always heard that kind of music growing up.
Yeah.
My dad don't do music in general, but like he knows a good music, right? So, we've always heard that, you know. And then slowly, as I've got older, I'm like, I've got into the hip-hop thing, so I'm loving the hip-hop, you know, all that kind of stuff from my older cousins and that. And then the Punjabi folk, we was like, me and my brother, we heard it for the first time, it was like, yo, I need to jump on this. So, yeah, ever since, I've always wanted to learn how to sing like this, and I found my teacher, my ustad, True School, up in Derby. So, yeah, just been learning from him for some time, and it was the right time to drop Up in Smoke last year. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
Absolutely, man. But you know, let me still talk about this early journey of yours. You know, you know, as you were coming up, and you know, you were just being influenced by all this different music. You know, what were your influences growing up, man? You know, who did Mani Singh listen to?
So on the hip hop side, I listened to a lot of Nas, Wu Tang. I listened to a lot of, like, you know, Big L. So a lot of East Coast sides, mainly on that side of things. But then a lot of the Death Row kind of stuff, you know, from like Snoop Dogg and Dre and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a good mixture in that side.
Yeah.
And then Punjabi wise, like my dad, he used to listen to a lot of like Gurdas Mann and a lot of the UK bands.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when I heard Kuldeep Manak for the first time,
yeah,
that was a game changer for me. I was like, this is it. This is the one. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm down with this. Like, not to take anything away from anyone else, but Manak was the one and Jinda was the one for me. So
yeah,
ever since, that's it, I've been hooked, you know.
Absolutely, man. But so, you know, once you decided, right, you know what, this is what I want to do, man. How did the link up with True School happen?
Okay, good question. So what happened is I'm gonna tell you the start. So I just found out that he teaches to sing. So I was like, yo, I need a holler at my man. So I dropped him a message on socials and, you know, I thought, as anything, you think, you know what, I'm not going to get a response back. You know, just send a message. At least you tried, right?
Yeah.
Didn't get a message, so I thought, all right, cool, whatever. I'll have to try and find someone else maybe if he doesn't respond. So long and short of it, I'm looking around, everyone's keep telling me, fine, you got to find a teacher to teach you how to sing. And then one day, thanks to Leicester again, let's shout out Leicester for this one, Leicester Nando's, yeah? So one day, me and my family were sitting there, and True School walks in the door with one of our friends, and my brother's like, yo, I swear that's True School. I'm like, nah, it can't be, man. He's in Derby, isn't it? This and that. And then I was like, yeah, actually, he is him. So we was having a meal, and I didn't want to be that annoying guy just to walk up to someone while they're eating, you know what I mean, and say, oh, I'm a fan, X, Y, and Z, and I want to learn.
Yeah.
So Mino and Suk now, which he never does, but anyway, he's gone off and he's gone to walk to go get a refill from his drink. And our table is near the refill area.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is my chance. So I'm like saying to my mum and dad, my brother, I say, yo, does anyone need a drink quick time? Let's let me know, innit? Do you know what I mean? Yeah? I grab my glass anyway. I've gone there and just filling up my drink. And I was like, oh, yo, you're true school, right? And he goes, yeah. I said, yo, I'm a fan, blah, blah, blah. I want to learn to sing. He's like, yeah, drop me a message on socials. I was like, all right, cool, cool. I go, you know, send you a message. He's like, yeah, just send me another one. I was like, all right, cool. So I thought, is this going to be the same thing again? So I thought, I tried my best anyway. Mm. Sent him a message. Didn't hear nothing for 1 week, 2 weeks. I was like, all right, cool. Then randomly I get a phone call on private number. So, you know, I answer the call. I'm like, yeah, who's this? And he's like, it's Suk. And I'm like, Suk who? And he's like, True School. I'm like, oh, yo, what he's saying? Do you know what I mean? And then, yeah, he goes, look, if you want to learn, come down to my place this weekend. And, you know, ever since, that's it. That was me. That's me learning from him, you know what I mean, ever since.
Wow. And you know what? What an amazing story. And you couldn't have had a better stage than True School, man.
100%, man. Big up to True School, man.
Absolutely. What, you know, as you started your mentorship, let's call it, you know, under him, you know, what was the one of the most kind of important advice or lessons, you know, he's taught you?
He's taught me loads, man, to be honest with you. But one of the main things was, I'll tell you a bit more of a funny one. It's more like, you know when everyone thinks they can sing?
Yeah.
And they think, yeah, I can sing. You know when you're a shower singer, right?
Yeah.
And then you go there, then you really find out if you can sing or not. The good thing about him is straightforward. He'll tell you as it is.
Yeah.
But he won't just leave you as that. Do you know what I mean? He's telling you to how to get better. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Sometimes you go there thinking, yeah, I can bang this song out one time. And you realise you can't. Do you know what I mean? But. Yeah. With the right, you know, practice and guidance, you can get there, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, we just heard your debut track, Up in Smoke, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's, you know, before we talk about the new one, let's touch upon Up in Smoke a little bit, man. Why this track as your debut track?
So for me, like I said about my influences, so a lot of influence I get is from Surinder Chinda. Rest in peace now. But you know what? One of my favourite singers, Chinda and Marnik, are the two of the best in my opinion now.
Mm.
When it comes to Punjabi folk, so when I learned to sing, I always said to True School, like, I want to be able to do the techniques similar to him, you know. So teach me like what he does, innit? So anyway, I wanted to bring the hip-hop influence and the folk influence all together on one song. So it kind of, I wanted a representation of me. So That's what we did with this track. And then visually on the video, I wanted to show what I like, my interests. So I've got a lot of cars there, a lot of burning out, yeah. In with the tires and everything. So yeah, we just had a little bit of fun with it, really.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Manny Singh up in the studio. We're gonna continue our conversation with him in just a minute. Surfers Radio. You're locked into Surfers Radio, 1260 Clare's, live across the East Midlands. We got my man like Manny Singh up in the studio. Bro, listen, let's get into this new one, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. Billy Teriyak, man.
Yeah, man.
Big tune, man. Big
nice
tune.
One, nice
big
one,
tune is getting a lot of love, man.
Yeah,
second track out there. I know you got a lot of love for the first one. You know, again, you know, were you quite nervous and apprehensive, you know, before this dropped? Are you like, nah, man, you know, I've put my blood, sweat and tears into this, man. You know, I'm going to put it out there. If people love it, they love it. If they don't, they don't love it. But I hope they do love it.
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's more the second one because, you know, it's not about that. For me, it's like, I want to put out what I like. So, you know, like I said, the first one was more my influence of the hip-hop and the Punjabi folk. So I was like, you know what, I want to give him a different flavour, give him a different vibe.
Yeah.
You know, the weather's getting better. A bit more of that reggae vibe, that dub vibe. So, again, another genre of music that I love to listen to. So,
yeah
man, give him something different, you know?
Absolutely, man. But talk to me about the inception of this track, man. You know, we got Red Valve on the on the production. Mm. You know, we've got you on the vocals, man. You know, you know, just talk to me about how this track was put together, man.
So big up to Red Valve, Cam and Sat. Yeah, but yeah, literally, what's been happening is we've been trying to work on something for a while.
Yeah,
And we've just kind of. It was going somewhere, then it's like, shall we not? Anyway, long and short of it, we got this new song, and I put it forward to them, and they vibed with it straight away. And I was like, look, I want you lot to do your lot's flavour on it, like, because they do the reggae stuff proper, you know what I mean? So yeah. I was like, look, you guys got to do your thing on it, man. So we did something different, like I said. I mean, they're massive Sharinder Chandar fans and folk fans. You know, they make good, great folk music as well. So for me, I was like, you know what? These guys are the right guys to work with. So yeah, that's it. That's Billy Thiriak came about, and yeah, man, it's out there now, you know.
Absolutely, man. The track is out there, and so's their video, bro.
Yeah.
You know what? Loving your last two videos, man.
Nice, man.
Yeah, this one is an absolute vibe as well, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how comfortable is Manny Singh in front of the camera, man?
Yeah, man. Let's start shooting now. I don't mind.
Yeah, man. Does your inner Shah Rukh Khan come out? You know what I mean?
I don't know about Shah Rukh Khan, but. yeah, man, we're ready to shoot whenever, you know.
But are you quite instrumental with you know what I mean, with the concept on the look?
Yeah, definitely. I like to be involved in that. No, I kind of get a vision.
Yeah.
As long as I got the right person that I'm working with on the video. On this video is shot by Vip, so
yeah.
Big up to Vip, you know. But yeah, literally, you know, I like to put my touch on it and see if the video guys have got their own start, you know, their own little vision as well. So
yeah.
We work collaboratively.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. And, you know, here's a question that, you know, that gets asked a lot to singers in a lot of interviews. And I'm, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm always curious, you know, with this question. But, you know, a lot of people going, oh, man, you know, the Bhangra sounds dead in the UK and what's mm-hmm. going on. And, you know what I mean? It's all about Kaneda and everything,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And nothing's really happening in the UK. What's your stance on that, you know, as a new singer on the scene, Manny?
Yeah, I think UK has been a bit quieter. Compared to what they used to be,
yeah.
But there's always been room for other people. So, like you know, like Canada was they didn't have a scene popping off until recently. So,
yeah,
it's a good thing that they've got a scene, and that, you know, Punjabi music should always be all around. You know,
yeah.
So I don't think that's a bad thing, but I definitely think me included as well as UK artists, we should just keep putting out more stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, it'd be good. It'd be good from everyone. So. Yeah. You know, UK might have been a bit quiet for a little bit, but, you know, just keep going. I think we should keep putting more songs out.
Absolutely. And you know what, Manny? You're making the noise, man, you know. So, you know what I mean? UK stand up, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. UK stand represent. Yo.
That's it, man. Representing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, bro, listen, two amazing releases, you know, over the last couple of years. What's coming up next, bro, man? What can we expect from Manny Singh, man?
More songs, man. We've got more tracks, more different kind of things going on in the pipeline. So just keep looking out on socials at Real Manny Singh on everything. But really, man, to be honest, just song after song, we're not going to wait too long with this one. So
yeah.
Had a bit of a gap. Had to kind of be a bit busy. Had to go away for a little bit for some different reasons. But, you know,
yeah.
we're back. So a lot of songs in the pipeline. It's just whenever you guys want the songs, let me know. We'll drop them.
Absolutely. And Manny, bro, listen, man, first time up in my studio, first
yeah,
time up on my show. What, you reckon I'm just going to let you go just like that, yeah? Listen, bro, so before we drop the new one, right?
Yeah, man.
You know what's coming.
I know what's coming.
You know what's coming. I didn't even need to tell you, man, bro, man. Just hit us up with those amazing, right, amazing vocals of yours.
No worries. ओ देख जट ते अमानी है जवानी कर दी रेड बार लेक पाच कुड़े पाई कर दी हुंदे ना अलाज नी यारां दी लाई सट ते डौले आते बाज नी ते मोरनी है पट ते ओ बिल्ली तेरी आँख ने रकाने मुंडे पट ते तेरा नाल खा लिया और रफल दे बट ते
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. That was the sounds of Manny Singh. Bro, it's been an absolute vibe having you up in the studio, and it's only right before we sign off, man, you introduce the new track.
Yo, people, check out my new single, Billi Teri Akh, on Sabras Radio on Akshay's show. Yo, actually, you know what to do, man, just run that track.
Let's go. Sabras Radio.